إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت بالله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to talk about what we learned in the month of Ramadan and what we can carry on from the month of Ramadan, and those who passed and those who failed, and what is the cure for both of them to hold on, to have the ultimate goal in the end, to stay away from the hellfire and go to Jannah. Ameen. So, al-ayyamu tamurru, the days pass by, sari'a, quickly, وَالْأَعْمَارُ and the lifespans تُطْوَى جَمِيعًا it will be folded all. وَرَمَضَانْ سَوْفَ يَعُودْ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَمَمِنَّا مَنْ لَا يَعُودْ Ramadan will come back over and over and over again till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees the matter. But some of us will not make it. Indeed, some of us did not make it to this Ramadan, and some of us did not make it till the end of Ramadan. And so on and so forth. In that is that fi ibad. There is a lessons learned. There's hikmah, there's wisdom. So hunak waqafat. We have to learn a few lessons from the month that just passed and to really learn about yourself. That is the most important part. Is who you are, where you fall. And what mastafadna min Ramadan. What did you really benefit from it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked the word taqwa to the month of Ramadan. Did we learn taqwa? And what is the definition? And why is it so important? We talked about it in the whole series. But just a quick reminder. Where it says the taqwa is أَلَّا يَجِدُكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ وَأَلَّا يَفْتَقِدُكَ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ He should never see you where he forbade you to be, and he should never miss you where he ordained you to be. Simple, very simple. Allah commanded you to become in the masajid, to stay with the righteous company, to be with the righteous environment, to do what is right, to stay away from what's bad, and also forbade you to be in that bad places, bad company, act of disobedience. And again, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is asking Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu majma'in. He says, you talk to us about this taqwa all the time. So what is this taqwa? A quick reminder. He says, أَرَأَيْتَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Will you not see, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you're walking in the desert and there are some thorns in the desert, in the pathway, what would you do? He says, أُشَمِّرْ And then I will make sure that I will put my foot where it doesn't hurt me. He says, ذَاكَ التُقَى He says, that is taqwa. If you know for sure, if you do this, they will take you to hellfire. And taqwa, it comes from wuqaya, protection. Protect yourself from the hellfire and the wrath of Allah and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. And that is what taqwa is all about. So هل اتقيت الله في نفسك? First of all, are you conscious of Allah when you're dealing with yourself? Little than anybody else. Just yourself. اتقي الله في نفسك. Be conscious of Allah in yourself. On judgment day, where your julud, your eyes, your skin, your senses, your eyes and your tongue, your hearing, your hand, your feet will testify for you or against you. That's why we're saying, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي نَفْسِكَ Be conscious of Allah in yourself. Do yourself a favor. Don't throw yourself in the hellfire. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهُ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةِ بِالْإِذْنِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ And if somebody tells you, Taqillah ya akhi, be conscious of Allah, my brother. He says, are you teaching me about Islam? Are you telling me Taqillah? I knew this before you were even born. And his arrogance and pride drives them to do a worse sin, a bigger sin. So when somebody says, Taqillah ya akhi, Taqillah, you learn that in the month of Ramadan, especially when you're all alone. When you close all the doors, nobody else can see you except Allah, and you still held on to the fast. You still held on to lowering your gaze. You did not use your tongue to backbite somebody else, even though nobody saw you there. Even when you had your phone, you'd be conscious of Allah. When you had your computer and everything else, nobody else sees you. You had taqwa. Could you imagine? Why? Because again, a reminder. On Judgment Day, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذُرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Everyone will pass over the hellfire on the bridge. May Allah grant us that pass. Ameen. And those who had taqwa will pass over it, but they will not fall. Everybody else will. So if you did not learn that from the month of Ramadan, my condolences to you, akhi and ukhti. And if you have, I'm happy for you. So there will be two teams. In Sahih Muslim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ النَّاسِ. The most blessed, those who had the pleasures, had whatever they thought that they had. I had the life, man. I had the Beamer top down, I had the bling bling, I had the Swiss bank account, private jet, I had the babes, I had everything, dude. I had everything. I even had Fortnite, everything. Whatever you want to call it, I had it. يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ النَّاسِ. The most, the highest, the people that thought they had the pleasure, the top of line of everything. The Gianni Versace, Giorgio Armani, five-car garage, front line, everything. Everything, whatever you want. We say it's halal, we're not saying it's haram. As long as it comes from halal sources. This person, يُغْمَسْ فِي النَّارِ غَمْسَ وَاحِدًا, will be dipped in the hellfire. Once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, عَبْدِي, my slave, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا قَطْ. Have you ever seen any pleasure in this life? He will say, Wallahi, ma ra'aytu na'ima. I have never seen any pleasure. They will forget everything they had all these years by one dip in hellfire. And the opposite is true. In Sahih Muslim, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُؤْتَى بِأَبْأَسْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. You know that the miserable, the desperate people, they got no clothes to cover their awrah. They have no food. No roof over her head, and no food on the table. They don't even know where their family is. They've been working all the time. They can't make ends meet. Difficult all the time. Tyrant oppressors overrule them. They take their land, they take their money, they kill them, they cut them to pieces. Our scholars are going to prison. Our dancers are given the seal of the Prophet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Short-lived, inshallah. أَيْقِنُوا بِالنَّصْرِ. If things are really that dark, if our best scholars are going to the مَشْنَقَ, they're going to hang, and our artists are given the standing ovation, Allahu Akbar, the seal of the Prophet are given to the artists, and our best scholars are being hanged. أَبْشِرُوا بِالنَّصْرِ. Have the glad tidings, victory is near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way to clear these people out, no matter how long they live. هَلْ مِنْ وَاللَّهِ يَا لَيْتَ شِعْرِي. These people have no conscience of what's going on in this life. They haven't learned from the predecessors. They're beneath the ground. If you ask him, what would you wish? You would wish I can come back to this life just once. Just once. To give people back the right that I learned about taqwa. Because I will be on my own in the grave. I will be on my own when the angel of death comes. And I will be on my own when I'm resurrected. And I will be on my own in front of Allah. No army will come and aid me. However, coming back to the Muslim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there will come on a day that those people had a difficult life in every aspect. And يُغْمَسُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غَمْسَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. They will be dipped. They will be dipped in heaven just once. Paradise. And they will be asked, have you ever seen any difficulties? Wallahi, I have never seen difficulties in my life. Just one dip in paradise, my brothers, you will forget everything that happened to you in this life. So the true question is, أَيُّ فَرِيقَيْنِ أَنْتِ. Which party do you belong to? On which team? هَلْ غَرَّتْكَ الدُّنْيَا. Are you holding on to this dunya so much? Or are you conscious of the dunya that is what? It's just a temporary bridge. إِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The true living is the hereafter. غَدًا, tomorrow, تَكْسَبُ الْأَنْفَاسِ. Everyone that will come, tomorrow you will get the reward. وَيَحْصَدُ الزَّارِعُونَ مَا زَرَعُوا فَإِنْ أَحْسَنُوا فَأَحْسَنُوا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِنْ أَسَاءُوا فَبِئْسَ مَا صَنَعُوا. Tomorrow you will seek the reward. You will reap what you planted, what you've sown. And if you planted good, you will receive good. But if you planted bad, worse abode it is for you with for what you have planted. So finally, under that point, how long is your life? The average is 60 to 70, but no one is guaranteed. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man sama aw qama, both in the sahih. Those who fasted or stayed up to pray, Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaba, imanan bihi, believing in it, wa ihtisaba, sabat ajr min Allah, seeking the reward from Allah, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Imagine, ya Shaykh, if you took advantage of Ramadan. And that's why I don't want you to ever despair, because there's another way out just in case you lost it. Don't worry. But if you had taken advantage of it, Allahu Akbar. You know why? It's sufficient for this hadith that existed. So the scholars will tell you, if you lived for so many years, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you fasted the month of Ramadan sincerely for His sake, and you did the qiyam sincerely for His sake, and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, and believing in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate all your sins. Can you imagine 60 years, 70 years, whatever years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ أَنْبِهِ. Allah will expiate your sins. Who said that? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one that gave you birth, the one that gave that, granted you your life, granted you everything, your health, your wealth, the one that will get you the angel of death, the one that will stand in front of you, that one, that will grant you heaven or hell, the one that guarantees it for you. So we say congratulations. After Jilsa Suraha, we'll give you the other waqafat, other ibar and adat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who speak and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, a man came to Al-Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, I cannot do Qiyam al-Layl. The reason I'm saying this is because we have to take something from Ramadan onwards. Why? Because the scholars will tell you, إِنَّ لِلطَّاعَ دَلَالَ. There is proof of your act of worship. And wallahi, it's not meant to make you feel bad. It's actually trying to push you to keep going. That's all. There is proof of your actions of good deeds. الحسنة تتبعها الحسنة. إن من ثمرة الطاعة. Among the fruit and the benefits of the act of obedience, that you will do another act of obedience following it. وإن من ثمرة المعصية السيئة بعد السيئة. And the fruit of the act of disobedience, that will continue doing act of disobedience. So you will know now after Ramadan, especially after Ramadan. Guess who's back, baby? Shaitan. They said, Eid Mubarak, I'm back, man. Welcome back. I miss you guys. You've been away for 30 days or 29 days. I missed you so much, I want you back. So guess who's back? Well, you need to break his back by bending your back and putting your forehead to the ground and continue with Qiyam al-Layl like you did in the month of Ramadan. Unless you want him back. And that's what I'm saying. You will know who you are. You will know your true colors after Ramadan. Why? Because it's so easy, it's jama'i. It's so easy when everybody else does it at the same time. We all fast at the same time, we all pray at the same time, we all do everything at the same time. But when you're on your own, you'll know your true colors. You'll know you truly who you are. So, And that's what the scholars will tell you. The proof of your ibadah is the ibadah after the ibadah, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted or not, for a few reasons. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, a man said to him, came to complain to him and said, I cannot do qiyam al-layl. What did he say? His qayyadatka dhunuk. You know what held you back? Your dhunuk. Your sins. Your sins are chaining you. Can you imagine? You want to run, but somebody's putting a shackle on your feet. Let me take that back. You're putting your own shackles on your feet. You want to run, but no. You say, no, I don't really want this Jannah. I want the hellfire. Why? Because that's what you believe in. If you tell me, Ukhti, I believe in Allah, I believe in Rasulullah, but you're not wearing hijab yet, you don't believe. I'm not saying this, the scholars say that. Why? Because your actions speak louder than your words. No more lip service. If you tell me I speak French, and I tell you, okay, I speak to you in French, you don't speak back. Do you speak French? No, there's no proof that you speak French. But if you tell me I believe in Allah, well, follow what Allah says. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَا يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. If you tell me I love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then walk in his footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad, if you claim to love Allah, follow me, I will love you. So no more lip service, brothers, at least after you're strong, Iman, your battery is charged. So why would you choose the path of hellfire over the path of heaven? Why should you deprive yourself of the beauty of the love of Allah, the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of the Siyam, the beauty of the Qiyam? So there is the continuity. Because Ibn al-Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, he says to another man, says, I cannot do Qiyam al-Layl. You know what he told him? He says, لا تعصيه بالنهار يقيمك بين أيديه بالليل. He says, what restrained you is your sins. Hasan al-Basri, Ibn al-Adham, rahmatullah alayh, he says, don't disobey Allah during the day. Allah will grant you the pleasure to be able to stand in front of Him when you're all alone at night. Because that's what Jibreel said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sharaf al-mu'min, the true honor of a believer is qiyamul layl. It's like a medal of honor, wisam al-sharaf. So if you think you do this on your own, la wallahi. Don't disobey Allah during the day. Allah will grant you qiyam al-layl during the night. So why do you blame anybody else, akhi and ukhti? It is up to you. We said, if it is to be, it's up to me. So don't blame anybody else. It's a choice you make. Now, after this, my brothers and sisters, if you do something that is good, the waqfa number three. Number three is adam al-ghurur bil-ta'ah. Don't ever think that you the man. Because you know what? I did qiyam, man. You know how many times I finished the Quran? You know how much this I memorized, dude? You know how many times I fasted? You know how much money I gave away? You know how many times I come to? Don't do that. So we said, hide your good deeds. Hide your good deeds. Who said that? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Right, Ali Bayt al-Talib. He says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ مَجْلًا. Here in the ayah, he says, those who come with good deeds, but مَا أَتَوْ, they come with good deeds. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ مَجْلًا. Their hearts are trembling. Why? They're not sure whether Allah accepted or not. But most of us, mashallah, yani, man, I'm done. I'm good. Ramadan is over. I'll see you next Ramadan. We'll see you, inshallah. But wallahi, and I said here, I said, we don't want to say, where are these people anymore? We don't see them except Ramadan. I said, we don't do that. Because they said, they don't come to the house, they don't come here to see you. They come to the house of Allah, not your house. And they came here to seek the forgiveness of Allah, not yours. And they came to stay away from the hellfire, not yours. And they came here to seek Jannah, not yours. And they came to seek the mercy of Allah, ya Shaykh. So we don't do that. We're gonna get off our horses, because now I'm sure after Ramadan, where are the people, man? I only see you in Ramadan, dude. Stop. Get off your high horses, just worry about yourself. Bring him back, smile. Yes, we never despair of Allah's mercy. And we never close the gates of hellfire. It's not yours. So don't play God Almighty, dude. Now, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, احرصوا على قبول العمل. Make sure you put your best effort to make sure that Allah accepts your deeds. Don't worry about just doing deeds, man. No, how do you know if it's accepted or not? إن الله إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from whom? From muttaqeen. So that's what you learned in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. So don't be boasting about, I've done this, I've done that. Keep it between you and Allah, ya Shaykh. Because shaitan is right after you, is erasing everything you're talking about. So don't be boasting. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَوْ مِنَ التَّقَى. Don't boast about yourself. Indeed, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only one that knows who had taqwa. Why? Because the taqwa is in the heart. It's not with when you're talking. No, taqwa, Shaykh, is in the heart. So when you know it, when you're all alone. So it says, اتَّقِلَّا فِي نَفْسِكَ. Take care of your family, Shaykh. Take care of your wife. Take care of your children. And I'm talking to the brother especially. I understand that the hadith says, everyone is a shepherd. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ. I know that. But ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you, son of Adam, the child of Adam, the males, on that one, because in Surah Taha, the proof is in Surah Taha. وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. When he was talking to Adam and Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held Adam accountable. اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ. So please make sure that you lead by example. And have the taqwa. And the proof of that again, Sayyid ibn Musayyib radiallahu anhu. Among the most knowledgeable of the tabi'een. He used to say, وَالْلَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُمْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِيَةٌ ضَعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. For those who fear for the lineage, he says, فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. So have to have taqwa. If everything is linked to taqwa, ya Shaykh. فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. If you fear for your lineage, you have to have taqwa. So what did he do? He prolonged his prayer at night time. So don't point the finger at your children anymore. We'll talk about it in details, inshallah, starting tomorrow for 4 weeks. From 2 to 5, come and join us. Now, understanding that, my dear brothers and sisters, the last one, لا تكونوا كالذي نقض غزلها. Don't be the one that actually unveiled all what she's sown. Meaning, you've been working hard to come the month of Ramadan. Long, hot days. Difficult to fast, stay away from food, water, intimate relations, not looking at anything that's bad, not saying anything that's bad, not hearing anything bad. Coming here to the masjid, you stayed up, especially in the last 10 days. When you came here, you prayed Maghrib, you ran quickly to eat something, came back for Isha, and stayed for Taraweeh, and only had 1 hour in between, and then we did the Hajjud and Qiyam, and you had another hour for you to go come back to Fajr and eat something. Hardly had any time to sleep before you go to work. Everybody's eating, everybody's drinking, everybody's laughing, everybody high-fiving, hugging, whatever, dancing, singing, alcohol, drugs, you name it. And you're still holding on to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's difficult. But al-ajr ala hasab al-mashaqqa. You will get more reward the more difficulties you go through. But the last thing, akhi ya ukhti, don't destroy what you built. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that parable. The one that actually used to doing the weaving, the sewing, tailoring. And after what you done, just takes all the stitches out again. Could you imagine after all of this, you unveil it, reveal it by simply saying, okay, I'm done. La wallahi. What's the proof? Inna sahih. And you hear this all the time. Man sama Ramadan wa atba'ahu bi sittin min shawwal. Ka'annama sama al-dahr. Those who fast the month of Ramadan and followed by 6 days of Shawwal. And we'll talk about it a little bit here. 6 days of Shawwal, I get this question all the time. Does it have to be consecutive? It doesn't have to be consecutive. Do I fast what I missed first, especially with the sisters? Or if you're traveling or whatever reason that you have. Do I make up the days first or do I do the Shawwal? There are three opinions. Follow the one that you, whatever you like. The strongest opinion, of course, is Make up what you missed in the month of Ramadan, then you have the rest of the month to make up the 6 days of Shawwal. If you cannot do that, then go ahead, make up, do your 6 of Shawwal, then do that, you have till the end of the year. Next Sha'ban, to make up, that's the second opinion. To make up what you're missing in Ramadan. The third opinion is you can combine. It's the weakest of them all, but it's there. You can come by. Sheikh, I'm too weak, man. I can't do it. I can barely make Ramadan. So what do I do? The third opinion is you can combine your qada, which is the weakest, by the way. You can combine your qada with the six of Shawwal, and their proof is that when you come to the masjid, you pray the Hayat al-Masjid with your fard. As long as you pray before you sit, they accept that as the Hayat al-Masjid doesn't have to be a sunnah other than even the fard. Wallahu a'lam, God knows best. But my brothers and sisters, take the stronger opinions, obviously best if you can do it. However, my brothers and sisters, you have to look at the reward. We mentioned this and we'll finish with that inshallah. The continuity of what you do will keep you there. Because right now, alhamdulillah, you're strong. Some of us, alhamdulillah, lost weight. And some of us, may Allah help us gain weight. So may Allah help us inshallah, now we can continue doing that. So listen, if you want to say, as I've fasted for the whole year, what a better deal. Just six more days in this month, as if you fasted for the whole year. We explained it before. You fast the month of Ramadan as if you fasted 10 months, because the reward is multiplied by 10 in Islam. You fast six more days as if you fasted 60 days. And that's the rest of two, what is left in the month of the year. That's it. So from now on, alhamdulillah, I found the beauty of the Quran. I'm not going to stop because I want that reward. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you read the Quran, Allah will put a veil between you and those who don't believe in the hereafter. Ya salam. Who does not want to be resurrected with the family of Allah? Well, the scholar says, Ahlullah hum ahlul Quran. The family of Allah is the family of Quran. So continue to be the family of Quran. And don't be among those who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is complaining about the Quran. إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. You know that, oh my Lord, my people have abandoned the Quran. You understand we talked about abandoning the Quran? If you're ashamed of the Quran, you've abandoned the Quran. If you don't implement the rulings of the Quran, you've abandoned the Quran. If you don't continue reading the Quran, you've abandoned the Quran. If somebody comes in and you're in the subway or the goods station or whatever it is, the train or anything, it doesn't matter, the mode of transportation, and you're reading the Quran, somebody comes up, you close the Quran, you've abandoned the Quran. So continue at least one page a day, brothers and sisters. But remember, we're not going to just recite anymore. We're going to learn the Quran, implement, understand, and then move on. One page, please don't be. There's this, لا تجعل آخر الصفحة أكبر همك. Don't let the end of the page be your last of your ultimate goal. So I've given sadaqah, keep it going every Friday. Fast on Mondays and Thursdays, the three in the midst of the month, 13, 14, 15 of the Hijri calendar, where the moon is full. It's called the white nights because of that. Continue doing what it is. Continue reaching the people. Continue feeding the poor. Continue doing the qiyam. Continue making the dua as strong as power. Al-mukh al-ibadah. It is the principle, the ultimate of the ibadah is the dua. Because you're asking Allah, believing He's the only one that can alleviate this. And their list goes on, and the time is up. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla ta'ala to make us among the muttaqeen, expiate our necks from the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds, our qiyam, and the siyam, and the Quran, and the tahajjud, and the dua, and the sadaqah, and the zakah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to transform all our sins into good deeds. Ameen. Wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salam alayhi. Ya Rabbana ka alhamdulika mal jilali wa tu'athim sultanik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الاولين والاخرين والعاملين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك المشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بيتهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا اعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا عن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعد ما تلا نقتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلى ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واخذ دعاء الحمد لله رب العالمين lastly واعبد ربك حتى ياتيك اليقين meaning worship the Lord till the angel of death comes in and that's continuity because there is a janaza after here so you do that till you come back here in a box may Allah give you a long healthy righteous life forgive your sins give us a good ending ameen واخذ الصلاة